Chapter 8. Seated in the command chair on the bridge of the Ascendant Spear, Darth Carrot struggled to keep her contempt at bay as her gaze traced across the 24 Imperial officers and crew working at their stations all around her. Huddled over consoles and computer screens, their fingers flew over control pads as they reacted to the constant stream of incoming data while the vessel hurtled through the empty void of hyperspace. The inefficiency of their clumsy, archaic method of interacting with the ship filled her with disgust.
10 minutes until we reach Lerator, my lord,
Moff Lorman said from his seat on the far side of the bridge.
Be sure to come out of hyperspace beyond the range of the Republic sensors,
she cautioned. It was unlikely Lorman would make such a careless and obvious error. The Moff was a capable officer. But like nearly every Imperial assigned to the Ascendant Spear, he was an interloper on her ship. An insignificant parasite clinging to the underbelly. And she didn't trust him not to make a mistake that would put her ship in danger. Darth Mekkis had designed the vessel with numerous automated systems, and the Spear required a crew of only 3,000 to operate at peak efficiency, less than half of what would typically be assigned to an Imperial capital ship. Carrot had come to accept them as a necessary inconvenience, though there were times, like now, when she resented their presence. When plugged into the Spear's command pod, she had total access to all the vessel's systems and sensors. But the effort of controlling an entire capital ship single-handedly was mentally and physically exhausting. She had no choice but to defer to Moff Lorman and his crew during routine travel and other similarly mundane activities, allowing them to run the vessel using conventional means, while she saved her energies for the high intensity of battle.
When will we send a message to Darth Gravis, telling him reinforcements are on the way, my lord?
Moff Lorman asked. Carrot rose from her seat.
I will contact Gravis, she said, after I have taken command of my ship.
She crossed the bridge with quick, purposeful strides, making her way to the turbo lift. The doors slid open, and she stepped inside, pressing the button that whisked her down past floor after floor until she reached the innermost level of the vessel. She stepped out of the turbo lift and made her way down the short corridor leading to a heavily secured door. A retinal scan confirmed her identity, and the door slid open to reveal the Ascendant Spear's true heart. The circular chamber was nearly 30 meters in diameter, but the inside was empty, save for the control console on the perimeter, Carrot's two apprentices, one a male human, the other a female pure-blooded Sith, and the large crystal sphere in the center. The apprentices were sitting cross-legged on the floor on either side of the sphere, meditating to focus their minds in preparation for the coming battle.
It's time,
Carrot said as she approached the sphere. She placed a hand on the cool exterior, and the sphere parted vertically in the middle, the two halves opening at her touch to reveal the true genius of Darth Mekkis. The interior of the Ascendant Spear's isolated command pod featured a single chair surrounded by dozens of monitors and screens. A delicate web of interwoven wires was suspended a meter above the chair. A dozen loose strands hung down from the web, each tipped with a long, thin needle. Lowering herself into the chair, Carrot's fingers tapped the control panels built into the arms. The pod slowly closed, encasing her in the nearly indestructible glittering cocoon. The fingers of her left hand traced a complex pattern over the control panel, powering up the command pod and causing the web of dangling wires above her head to come to life. Twisting and writhing, they slithered down to wrap themselves around Carrot's face and the back of her skull.